We're back to Neil Haley's show here on the Author's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Donna McPherson. You're the author of The Price of Fake is Real. Donna, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for having me, Neil.
You're welcome. I have to go to the title. The Price of Fake is Real. And so think about fake as a bad word. Do you consider it bad in this title or good?
It just is. It's neither bad or good. It just is. It's reality.
So everybody is fake in some sort of way.
I think there's a degree that we pretend that things are not exactly what they are. And if that is considered fake, then it could be.
And people that are very negative and are very pessimistic instead of optimistic are people that we kind of, as entrepreneurs, yourself and I, don't want to surround ourselves with in our, you know, daily lives, especially because it's so debilitating, right?
Well, that could be a part of it. But the perspective that I come from is sometimes in business, we don't want others to know that we're not doing well, that we're struggling, that things are not the way they are. So we kind of go along pretending that everything is good, which is really not good for us or our business, because you tend to go deeper and deeper into trouble the more you ignore it or pretend that it's not happening.
So true. And so you want to let your customers and clients know when you're struggling, then, it sounds like, where you have troubles.
Absolutely.
Really communicative with them, saying, hey, this week's really not great. I'm not ignoring you. It's because I'm having a family issue. Kind of like you tell your boss, you need to treat your clients like your boss, in a way, when you're having a family issue. If you're having a day where you're very busy, I'm not ignoring you. This is just what's happening.
That's right.
And I'm going to catch up, and don't be upset about it. The more we communicate to people what's going on, the better our relationships will be, right?
Absolutely. The better we're able to meet them where they are. But even in business, the bigger issue is, if you are in business to make money and you're not making money, there's got to be a reason. And you're not going to know what that reason is if you don't want people to know, because you're embarrassed that your business is not doing as well. You may have an image that suggests that you're doing awesome, you're making all of this money, when in reality, in your quiet moments, you're embarrassed or you're struggling or you're going through all of these emotions, you're hurting, when that pain doesn't need to be there.
So what do we do, Donna? We're in that situation, our business isn't making money.
You get real about it. Okay. You figure out, even if you can't do it, and one of the things I wrote about in my book, The Price of Fake is Real, how to stop pretending and gain real business success. It's about understanding that you're not alone. Somebody else has already figured this out. They can help you figure it out. Your only responsibility is to first accept that you're not getting the results that you want. And then reject that this is not where I want to be forever. When you do those things, you open the doors to get the help that you want, so you can make the money and have the life that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely agree with you, because it's like and when you have, you're able to admit that and say, I need help, the help's there. And you help, Donna. You've helped people in your career, haven't you?
Absolutely. I work with entrepreneurs who are already making six figures or seven figures. But the biggest problem with the six and seven figure businesses is sometimes they're not getting the profit that they want. Because a lot of people talk about the six and seven figure, they can help you make all of that money. But how many people are really talking about helping you keep that money and helping you grow that into wealth? First, you have to make it, and then you got to figure out how to hold on to it and build upon it so you can truly have that life that you want. And that's what I talk about in my book, The Price of Fake is Real.
So someone that's making seven figures a year in revenue doesn't mean that they're pocketing that money, does it?
Absolutely not. It doesn't mean that. And first of all, if you're going to go into that business, you should know what your industry says you should make. And that is part of the fake thing. It's people think that because they're making all of this money, they're entitled to it. Well, if your industry says you should have a profit margin of 10%, you can make all you want, but it's only so much you'll be able to bank. If you don't know that, you could become frustrated.
So you help people down in that way to look at those industries too, what your industry is.
That's one of the first thing I look at. What industry are you in and what is standard for your industry? What are the profit margins? How much of your money should you spend in certain areas of your business so you can be successful?
Because you could spend too much and then there's not enough profits, and then it's like, it makes no sense in your margin and bottom line of putting the time and effort to expand when it's, you're not making any money.
You got it, Neil.
Seeing that, Donna, and I'm sharing in these interviews, and that's okay, that I'm going from just myself to now hiring different teams and having an office manager, and now looking at, now I want to profit more, and at first I'm not. And then I got to see what the margins are. What if I, you know, stop doing everything in the business, what are really my profit margins? And how much should I charge now because I'm different? So there's a cost to doing business.
Yes.
Compared to when I was doing it all, it was just trading dollars for hours, time.
Absolutely.
For that's not what you're a successful entrepreneur.
And that's where a lot of people miss the mark, because they try to do everything themselves. They try to go at it alone. And you cannot do it all alone.
You're gonna burn yourself out at one point.
You got it.
But see, I think that the easier part for some people is when they have the cash flow. But if they don't have the cash flow, which is another thing they don't teach in, and you use your own cash, it becomes a very challenging thing that you're waiting on what you're getting paid next month to keep the doors open.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people, when they start a business, I usually say most people don't set out to become an entrepreneur. Something happens in our lives.
Right.
And we find ourselves in business rather than going to get another job. But the problem sometimes can be they operate like they have a job. They operate like there's only a certain amount of money they're going to make, and somebody has to give that to them and tell them when they're going to get paid. When you own a business, that's all on you. You got to go out, get the customers, generate the sales, and know how much of that you're going to pocket. If you don't know how much you're going to pocket, you may be spending time doing something and not getting paid. Everybody else will get paid but you, if you don't determine ahead of time how much of every dollar should come to your pocket so you make sure that you get it. And that's what your industry averages and margins give you.
That's why you definitely have to hire someone like Donna. But here's the other point, Donna. That's a great point. But what about if you're just a sole, you're by yourself, just doing it all your own, you know, getting a pretty decent revenue, okay?
Yes.
And now you want to expand. How do you define really paying yourself now, right? It's different.
It is, but before you even start spending, you should understand how much you're going to get out of this business, because that's where there's a lot of the downfalls. People start business without even understanding if they're even going to be able to get paid.
After they expand, if they're even going to get
enough. After they expand. And if you expand with the wrong revenue model, with the wrong profit model, you're just making a problem bigger. Sure. That's why you got to nail it before you expand.
All right. So where can we purchase your book, Donna, and learn more about you? Where can we go?
You can go to theprofakeisreal.com.
Okay. Definitely. And the people need to definitely check her out, especially if they're in a specific mode in their business, going from themselves to hiring other people, or even themselves, are they really paying themselves the right way, investing the right way to make the most money they can? So appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're watching and listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.